turn in your Bibles to Mark 6, 45, 51. I believe we can see in these scriptures, I've been looking at these scriptures, I think we find the peace of Jesus. In 45, Mark 6, immediately, they've had this, above this, they've had a working miracle, and the bread and the loaves and the fishes, and they've fed all of these people, and there's thousands there. Now he's through, and he says, immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida. Well, these glasses just don't read too good. While he sent the multitude away, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now, when the evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now, about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for these testimonies that we have heard. And Lord, we thank you for speaking to our heart, even through these testimonies about the peace of Christ. And Lord, I know that even in the storms of life, we know that you're there. And we give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask these things. Amen. As we seek to understand here in the Bible about Jesus' peace, we see that one thing you see here is the storms of life are under his control. You see, the Bible says immediately after these great miracle, he sends his disciples to get in the boat and head to the other side of the Sea of Galilee there. And a great storm arose. They were in God's will because God put them in that boat and sent them on their way. And sometimes, even though we're in his will, doing what he asks us to do, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have troubles. Obedience is not always easy. Sometimes when we're obeying the Word of God, we find ourselves in the middle of a situation where only God can give us the peace that passes all understanding. The Bible says in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He is still, I think, every time I face a situation in my life, I thank God. I always say the 23rd Psalm because I love that verse of Scripture. It gives me more peace than any other Scripture, I believe. But even in the midst of the storm, Jesus Christ is there. And we are reminded through these testimonies tonight that he still has the power to calm the storm in our life. He still has that power. So one thing we see in this passage of Scripture is the storms are under his control. It's all under God's control. And then the second thing I want us to see is the storms are part of his plan. We have troubles in life. And immediately, we need to understand that some people will say, well, if you're having so many problems in your life, it's probably because you're doing something wrong. That reminds me of Job's friends. We can do everything right and still have problems. And preachers that will stand up and tell you that, you know, you're doing something wrong or, you know, you ought not have these storms in your life, it all ought to be joy. They're just telling you one. We have problems in life. Nowhere do I find that God's people are without the problems in life. We face problems. And it's how we deal with these problems that make a difference in our life. You see, storms are expected in our life, but yet they're not feared in our life. It doesn't fear me, Bobby, to go into a hospital and tell a doctor tells you that you're going to have this surgery. Because I know that if I die, I'm going to wake up with the Lord. You see, I really couldn't think of a better way to die than in that beautiful sleep you took when they put you out like that. You know, I never will forget when I woke up singing the 23rd Psalm, the lady said, "You must be a preacher." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, in your sleep there, you're quoting the 23rd Psalm." Boy, that was a peaceful sleep, and I enjoyed that. But you know, the Lord saw them, it says in the Bible. He was on the mountain praying, but yet he saw them, and yet he waited. He didn't just go straight to them. Now, the old devil will tell you many times, you're in this storm, and God's not here. He doesn't love you, or you wouldn't be having this problem. Or he'll tell you that the devil will tell you, well, he's not interested in your life. Has anybody ever had something like that come up? We all have, probably. Yet, we see these guys in the middle of the storm, and the storm is part of God's plan because God sent them there, the way I look at it here. And you need to remember two things. One, God knows where you are. He knows where you are. No matter what you're doing, where you go, he knows where you are. And two, he knows what you're facing in life. He knows all about you. And he was there looking out on this storm, and these guys are fishermen. Do you think this was the first storm that they'd ever been in? I don't think so. I think probably they'd been out on the Sea of Galilee, and that sea is, it turns rough real quick because it sets down in kind of a bowl, and it's open kind of on both ends, and the wind comes down through that. I thought for a long time that I'd never seen the Sea of Galilee or anything, but the territory around that is real steep. It's real rugged, and it sets down, and the winds come through there, and it can blow up a storm pretty quick. So this is probably not their first storm they had been in. And the Bible says they were rowing, and they weren't probably getting anywhere. They were straining at rowing. It was row, row, row you, but you go backwards, a foot backwards. But it's how they handled this storm. You see, I believe Jesus saw them, and the Bible says he was about to pass them by. Well, that's kind of strange, isn't it? They were in a storm, and he was about to pass them by. You reckon they might have thought, well, this is a storm like all the others. We can handle this situation. That's the way we are, aren't we? When we face a storm, most of us, if we be honest with ourselves, we'll think, well, I can handle this situation by myself. What can I do to get myself out of this? And we start going through every little thing, working it out. And I imagine that's what they thought. We've done this before. We can row out of this. We've been out here a lot of times fishing, but it didn't work out that way, did it? And finally, I believe they call out to the Lord. That's the way we do it. When we tried everything else, then we call out to the Lord. Now, something else about storms. One, they're part of his, they're part of life, and then they're part of his plan. Three, they're only for a while. Someone said the other day, I was talking to them, and they said, this too will pass. Now, I'm probably thinking his disciples thought, well, this too shall pass. But we must always remember that in the storms that we have today, if we're not facing one, we'll probably face one tomorrow. But they won't be forever in our life, and they will pass. Our darkest times in life will pass. Boy, I have spent some dark nights sick, thinking, man, I just can't wait till daylight because it's going to pass. And sometimes it does and sometimes it don't. A lot of our fears never come about. You know, I hear people all the time, the older I get, I find out that people are worried about old age. We're afraid of getting old, aren't we? No, not every one of us. We're afraid of disease. We're afraid, somebody said a while ago, of dying. But you know, most of the time, those things don't happen. We worry when there's nothing really to worry about because of God's presence there in our life. And instead of worrying about the problems we face, we need to learn to simply trust God, knowing that the Lord is in control of the storms of our life. Now, when Jesus came to him, he said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus always gives us, as his children, his presence. Now, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you don't know his presence in your life, you've got a problem. But Jesus Christ is always present. Even in the midst of the storm, he says, "It is I." It's a statement, like Tony said a while ago, of identification. Jesus is saying, don't be afraid of what you're facing. I am is here. You see, I'm with you. And with God, what is he? One, he's all-powerful. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, "For with God, nothing is impossible." He's all-powerful, and he's all there. His power has been revealed from creation on. We see God in the power of creation. In the beginning, God created. We see the power of God in the preservation of Noah in the boat. We see God's presence in the protection of the children of Israel when they're going into the land. He was a fire by night and a cloud by day. And time after time after time, God was demonstrating his power and his presence in their life. And folks, let me tell you something. God has not changed. He's still in our lives. He still moves the mountains. He still gets the job done in our life. Isaiah 40:12 says, "God spreads out his fingers and covers all the stars of the heaven." All the power is available to the God that we serve. And he says, "Don't be afraid. It's I. It's me." Not only is he all powerful, think about this just a moment. He's all present. Somewhere back in my stash of all the sermons I have, I've got one about how great God is and how small he takes things in the world. He says, "I am present. I'm always everywhere, all the time, always existed. He always will exist. Everything is right now with God. And he's promised, I will be with you always, even to the ends of the earth." God is present in our life. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear because God is our peace. And God says, "I will never forsake you," which means he will never, never, never run out on us. He's always there. Psalm 46:1, it says, a passage of scripture here, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble." Brother Bill, may I suggest that these scriptures that we memorize not be so lengthy? Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, I told him next month, I'm going to say one, "Jesus wept." You the one give that to him. Oh, by chapters. Woo. Come on, Doc. Powerful, present, and perceiving. He knows all things. God knows all things. The eyes of the Lord, I like that passage of scripture, run to and fro, beholding the evil and the good. God is worthy of our trust, folks. He's worthy of our trust. And he knows exactly what we're facing tomorrow, the next day, or next year. He's there. And he spoke to the future. Listen at verse 45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. He knew they were going to reach the other side, folks. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the first and the last. We can trust him. We can trust him. And he says, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. You know, with all the things that are happening in our world today, in our United States, it looks pretty bleak. If it wasn't for God, I don't know what we would do. You see, I know how it's going to end up. Yes, we're going through some dark times, but our God is trustworthy, regardless of who's the president, regardless of the things we're in. You know, he is faithful and just, and man, he will take care of you. I love that song, God Will Take Care of You. He has our course plotted out. Did you know that? I said that this morning. He has that plan for you. And God is enough. We may be in for some rough times economically, and you know, we can be assured that God is enough. We can be in the rough times spiritually in this country. God is enough. Financially in our country, God is enough. Eternally, God is enough. He is our peace that passes all understanding. And he says, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is none other. He is God. He's the one we need to put our faith in. He's the one we put our trust in. In Revelation 21, 1 through 7, when we arrive into heaven, the first one that I believe we'll see is Jesus Christ sitting on the throne. He is enough. He is our peace. He is all-powerful. He's all-present. He's all-knowing and perceiving. He is enough. He is the where we get our peace in the situations of trouble. 1985, I had been in a pretty good car wreck. I was laying out there on the wet ground with a blanket over me, and I heard a woman says, this one's dead. Now, if that don't wake you up, nothing will. I had blood all over me. I looked like I was dead. I had cut my head bad. I went through that windshield, and when I come back out, it pulled my scalp up, and it bleeds bad. But you know, I said, I was sitting there, laying there thinking that morning, I couldn't breathe because I had broke that steering wheel half with my chest because we didn't have to have seatbelts on then. But anyhow, I was thinking, you know, if this is dying, it ain't all bad. It's not bad at all. And I thought, you know, if I go ahead and die now, I have the peace of Jesus in my heart. And folks, that was the only thing that kept me going through that moment in life, knowing that Jesus Christ is all I need. And he's all you need tonight. If you've never trusted him, and I feel like probably most of us here, would you trust him tonight? Would you give your heart to him? And if you have trusted him, well, realize that he is the peace. No matter what we face tomorrow, no matter what we go through, he's there. He'll always be there. And besides that, you've got a wonderful church family here that will pray for you. I thank you, like Ted, for praying for our family. Not only our family, our kids. You know, that virus, there's no telling where it's going to end up and what it's going to do. Everybody was calling, saying we're praying for Zach, praying they'll get out and everything. And they did. They got out. But, you know, it's still anywhere around. It can still come here in the United States. We don't know, but rest assured, God is our help and strength in time of trouble. And he will provide whatever we need in life. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace of God that rules our heart. And Lord, if there's someone here tonight that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray that the peace of God will come into their life. And Lord, they'll accept you as Lord and Savior. And Lord, if they've accepted you as Lord and Savior, let them draw closer to you in the days ahead when they face trouble, realizing that you've got a plan for this and you've got a purpose. And you will see us through with your presence. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.